Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. The political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal, Seth Richardson, joins us. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Dan Mason, Chris Wicker, and Mylon Hawkins. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time the brand new political reporter of the Reno Gazette Journal, Seth Richardson. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thanks for having me.
So we were just saying right before we went on air that you came from Illinois and you covered President Obama from the beginning of his career.
I did not cover President Obama.
Let me take that back. But you covered.
I did have the pleasure of meeting him as a state senator, a U.S. senator, and as a president. Now, I did cover him as president when I was out in D.C. for a little while, but kind of got to see his story unfold from the beginning all the way up until now. So,
and what are the differences, if any, in Barack Obama since day one?
You know, he's always had that that ability to kind of rally people. It's kind of been ongoing. He's always been an idealist, I would say, as well. And you kind of see that in his policy proposals. And anytime he speaks, it's very similar to when he was on the state Senate stage or the U.S. Senate stage.
Could you see back then that he had the potential to become a presidential candidate?
Interestingly enough, after he gave his DNC address was it 2004?
Right.
I actually turned to my mom and said, he's going to be the next president of the United States. And she kind of brushed it off. She's like, well, you know, that's just a speech. There's still 4 years to go. And lo and behold, 4 years later, he ends up the president. So I do like taking credit for that.
You were the one responsible. Finally, we know.
I won't say I was responsible, but I will say I had the crystal ball then.
Okay. Executive orders. That's what seems to be the order of the day for President Obama at this point. What else do you think he's going to try and get passed?
You know, it's really hard to say just because of the gridlock in Washington. You know, this Republican-controlled Congress and Democratic president, they don't seem to want to work together. We've seen lame duck presidents, you know, not be able to get a whole lot done in their final year, so it's really hard to say. I think one of the big things that he's going to want to try to do is the gun issue. What he's going to do about that, I honestly could not say, but I think that's probably going to be one of his big issues moving forward.
And it's interesting because, you know, I was born and raised in England, so not around a gun culture. Mm-hmm. Come to the United States, I'm certainly not anti-gun at all. But I think that it's so difficult when you have over 300 million guns in this country. The horse has already left the barn.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely two different cultures. I'm not a huge gun person myself, so I can't really speak to all of that. But if you kind of step back, you can kind of see where the country is on all that, and it's interesting. And like I said, it's hard to say where it's going to go because there's a group of people who are so adamant about their guns, and then a group of people who really want more gun control, and seems to be a pretty thick divide there.
It was interesting to watch The Daily Show a couple of weeks ago. They had a piece on, what happens if you go, it was a training exercise, of what happens if you have a gun as a citizen and you're in a situation where something goes down and you try to use that weapon. And the reporter for The Daily Show found himself shooting at people who are innocents, not having the gun out at the right time, missing. You know, there's so much pressure on people. I think that's a very difficult issue to look at as to what any person would do if they had a gun, even if they knew how to use that gun, under that kind of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, it's a variable, essentially, is what it is, and nobody knows how that variable is going to react in any situation, so I don't think there's a blanket answer for it.
All right, let's turn to the campaigns. You are a busy man. Nevada coming up fourth in this process. And who's impressed you so far? And I'm not saying necessarily politically, but as a person, who's impressed you so far?
Well, it's hard to say who's really impressed me. I kind of step back from the whole process and look at it as kind of a character analysis. I don't want to say anyone's really impressed me. But there are people who have interested me. I would say, both the Democratic candidates have run incredibly interesting campaigns in the state and nationwide, for that matter. On the Republican side, I think the race between, Cruz and Trump obviously is looking very interesting. But in Nevada, you've got a few candidates who could do very well who might not be at the national stage right now. A Jeb Bush, a Rand Paul, and Marco Rubio will probably do well. So that's kind of the more interesting factor to me, to see, how they rally their support and, thinking how they're going to do.
Yeah, it's interesting with the Jeb Bush campaign. There are a lot of big supporters of Jeb Bush in this state, very powerful people, and yet they've had a seemingly inability to get him either to be in Nevada or to even be able to do interviews with Nevada journalists.
But he's been in Nevada. He hasn't been here in a while, I will concede that. But, when I first got here in July, I think he's been here three times since I've been here. He's been focusing more on New Hampshire lately. That's obvious because, once he kind of started to take a tumble in the polls, it seems like he's kind of running a New Hampshire bust campaign right now. He'll probably stick it through Nevada, and I think he could do quite well here. It really remains to be seen. We don't have a lot of polling numbers to indicate how well he's going to do.
Do you trust polling numbers at this point in time?
Well, it's a little harder in a caucus state because caucus voters are different than primary voters. In a primary, you can just go in and, you just go in, you vote real quick, and you leave. I don't want to call it low effort, but, it's a fairly easy process. A caucus requires more time. They have a different kind of voter. Those voters are they have to be a little more dedicated. You have to give up, an hour of your time to actually go in and vote. So it's really hard for, pollsters to kind of find out who is going to vote. You can ask people all day, are you going to caucus? They can say yes. But when the actual caucus day comes, who knows if they'll actually go to the poll and spend that time.
All right, let's take a break. More on this when we come back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Everybody's been talking about the Tesla effect. Here's our reality. Construction is booming. Roads are under construction. And the job creation and our market, it's booming. Our stable tax base is growing. And thank you, Governor Sandoval and all of the legislators, for delivering on this promise. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
My name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Seth Richardson. He is political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. So Jeb Bush going to Elko. My question is, why?
The rules are going to be crucial for the Republican race this year. At least I feel that way. With so many candidates and the vote is so split right now that every single vote actually – I don't want to say they don't ever actually count. But they're more crucial this year than ever. A couple votes, a couple precincts could put you over the edge, could get you a delegate, could, vault you into first place. Those rules are going to be very crucial, which is why you see, Jeb Bush paying attention. You have Marco Rubio going to Yerington. You have Rand Paul really hitting those rules. So,
another thing is, going back to the caucus, is that, everybody's got an opinion about the candidates, certainly, and the highest rated candidates, obviously. Mm. But, like you said, going to a primary is pretty easy. You walk in, make your vote, go home. And the turnout is traditionally very, very low in the Silver State. Mm. Caucus, a lot of people have no clue, even at this point in time, what a caucus is. Mm. How many people do you think are actually going to sign up and B, are actually going to show up for these caucuses?
It's difficult to say, really. In the Democratic side, you had about, I think it was 120,000 people show up in 2008. We could see similar numbers to that this year, especially since they have same-day registration. It's easier for people to go and, just register on the spot and, cast their vote and all that. On the Republican side, I've talked to several people who think it will be pretty much split between the 2008 and 2012 numbers. It remains to be seen. With so many candidates, maybe more people will come out because they really want to show their support for their particular candidate.
So let's talk about the main contenders, as we would say. Ted Cruz obviously built a lot of support in Nevada, and with a great deal of help from the Attorney General, Adam Laxalt. How do you think he's going to do in Nevada?
I think he could do pretty well here. He's got a very good ground game.
Donald Trump calling in right now.
Yeah. I think he could do very well here. He's got a very solid ground game, and he's built a large network. He's got very good people working on his campaign. I think he could do quite well here.
Donald Trump, organization.
The organization is really hard to pin down. He's got offices in Las Vegas and Las Vegas and Reno. A lot of Donald Trump supporters are first-time voters. They've never been to a caucus. They're not traditional voters, I guess, so to speak. So it's really hard to say if he will be able to, rally those people and get out. I think Iowa is going to be a good indicator of that. If he has a good showing in Iowa, he could very well have a good showing in Nevada. It's a matter of actually getting those people to the polls, though.
What do you think of Trump?
What do I think of Trump?
Yeah, because as you look at it, you've got Michael Bloomberg sitting there going, if I don't see somebody viable, I'm going to jump in.
Well, I've talked to several political scientists who kind of liken the so-called Trump phenomenon to, the George Wallace campaign of, yesteryear. He's really tapped into that kind of that anger that people are still feeling. People are still hurting from the 2008 financial crisis. They feel that every day. And he's tapped into that, and he's found a way to kind of keep it going. When he first came out, everybody thought it was, a joke or a publicity stunt. But he just kept staying at the top, and he's going a week into Iowa. The new poll released, I believe, yesterday by ABC and the Washington Post had him, ahead of Ted Cruz after Ted Cruz had climbed to the top. So it is this strange phenomenon to see, never been a politician in his life, and he's doing so well.
But it's interesting because as a businessman, it's almost like you're a politician already, just because you're playing the game. You know, the amount of money that he has put into various campaigns. And it's interesting to hear him talking about, with Hillary Clinton, you know, how much campaign contributions that he's made, and he's made them on both sides of the aisle because that's what business people do. Looking at Bernie Sanders, he also has tapped in to this vein. Emmy Ruiz was here yesterday, the state director for Hillary for America, and she exudes a great deal of confidence in her candidate, just saying, you know, the number of times that Hillary Clinton has been to the state over the many years. But Bernie Sanders also has tapped into a vein.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a matter of Bernie's got people that are, you know, kind of fed up with the financial and economic systems of the United States. It's those people who are still kind of feeling downtrodden and really want to, you know, sort of change. It's actually similar to the Occupy Wall Street movement, you know, the 1% and all that. But the Hillary campaign has an organization that is probably unparalleled as far as the ground game is concerned here. So again, it's a matter of, and you know, like Trump, it's a matter of, can Bernie get those people to the polls?
On another note, the Joe Heck, Catherine Cortez Masto campaigns seem to be at this point in time still after the money rather than actually running campaigns.
It seems that way. I think they're kind of waiting until the caucus dies down. You know, the caucus is front page news everywhere. I think once the caucus dies down, you'll start seeing them at more functions, so to speak, and really kind of trying to reach out to everybody.
Have you looked at registration for both parties? Is either party increasing dramatically in terms of registration?
I don't think they're increasing dramatically, no. The last time I looked, it didn't seem there were huge swaths going one way or another, but it is increasing.
But doesn't that tell a tale, then, of Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump if more people are not registering?
If more people are not registering?
Right. I mean, you've got a little bit of a bump, but it's not a huge bump. It's not a wave bump.
Well, what's to say that, you know, Donald Trump hasn't tapped into that Republican base who is tired of these so-called, you know, establishment candidates? That seems to be the narrative here. Who's to say that Bernie Sanders hasn't tapped into the, you know, the Democratic base with the, you know, the so-called establishment candidate in Hillary Clinton?
It's going to be interesting times.
Yeah.
You're not going to get a lot of sleep. Another month to go, my friend.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Come back soon.
All right.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction. 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
If you're doing everything right, but find it harder and harder to get by, you're not alone. While our people work longer hours for low wages, almost all new income goes to the top 1%. My plan? Make Wall Street banks and the ultra-rich pay their fair share of taxes. Provide living wages for working people. Ensure equal pay for women. I'm Bernie Sanders. I approve this message because together we can make a political revolution and create an economy and democracy that works for all and not just the powerful few.
Fair opened. My guys were driving our 100-foot Ferris wheel to Oregon and discovered they needed two new tires. The tires were an oddball size, so they called Les Schwab.
We're on it.
They located replacements but had to go to another store. With time ticking away, they got our truck back on the road. The truck arrived at the fairgrounds at midnight, but we got that wheel up just in time. I'm Michael Davis, and that's my Les Schwab story.
Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Chris Wicker is here, spokesman for the Washoe Dems and a member of the DNC. And we have Mylon Hawkins, vice president of Interface Computer Associates. And Dan Mason is the program director for News Talk 780 KOH. Pleasure to have you all here. So your thoughts, we heard Mr. Richardson's thoughts on the caucus. Your thoughts on the caucus. Why is registration not up higher?
You know, I think that was an interesting comment that you had made, because we saw with President Obama, the registration went up fairly dramatically, both in Washoe County, where it switched from red to blue, and statewide got the Democratic registration over 100,000 in excess of the Republicans. And so, you know, that's going to be a mystery to see what happens. And I think both sides understand that a caucus is not like a primary, and that the presidential campaigns are very important in driving people to attend the caucuses. You know, in non-contested years like 2012, you have really a very low turnout, at least on the Democratic side, because there wasn't a contest. And so I think both campaigns understand they have a large responsibility in getting people to the caucus.
And do you think, Mylon, that same-day registration is going to help, that you're going to see dramatic numbers there?
You know, Sam, I ran a caucus the first time the president ran. And it seemed that it was very, very active that year. There were a lot of people that came in not only to register for the first time in our precinct, but also people who were switching their party, which I found very interesting.
So. Do you think there's going to be much switching parties coming? We had not talked about that.
Yeah.
You know, would it be beneficial, for example, for Democrats to register and go vote for Donald Trump?
I'm having a hard time picturing Democrats voting for Donald Trump, but being that he's been a Democrat in his past, here's what Sanders...
I'm being Machiavellian here. The idea being...
Don't use words I don't understand. I think what's really going on here, the registration issue aside, is both Sanders and Trump have tapped into the apathetic voter, the one who normally at this point isn't paying any attention.
So
they're registered to vote, but they may be the people that typically wouldn't show up. They're the ones that are paying more attention now. That's the uniqueness, I think, of this phenomenon.
And the paper has a key role. I know in 2008, the paper did, and news media did, extensive stories on the caucuses, and that really helped people remind them, oh, yeah, today's the day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and do you think it's going to help this time around, or do you think the apathy goes beyond?
I think it always helps for people to read in the paper, hear in the news, that, oh, today's the day or tomorrow's the day. So I think that's an unsung hero of getting people to caucuses is good reporting.
And I also think that the use of social media is really coming into a play, which would benefit. It might benefit Bernie Sanders in terms of the fact that people between the ages of 18 and 35 are more tuned into social media and will more likely to get out to their caucus.
Well, do you think so, or do you think that they're more likely to be active on social media?
I think that that's a good question, Sam, because a lot of people do not understand the caucus process, particularly on the Democratic side. Yeah, because it's a little bit more complex than the way the Republicans run their caucus. And they're a little leery of, what do I do here? Do I have to open up my mouth here? And it's actually a pretty simple deal where you just get with the group and then your heads are counted, and then that's the way it gets tallied up. But, you know, I don't know if young people will find that. When I ran a caucus, we had a whole bunch of young people, some who couldn't even vote, but sat there and watched the whole thing very intently. What I'm curious about is if now they can vote, if they'll be out to do it.
All right, Politico does an interview with President Obama, and basically, without endorsing Hillary Clinton, endorses her. Your thoughts on that?
I don't know why anyone would be surprised at that. I mean, more and more she's leaning into the, we need to keep going with President Obama's policies. I mean, in recent weeks, she has said that more often than not. So, no, I'm not surprised.
Chris?
Well, you know, one of the postmortems on the 2014 election is that the Democratic national candidates leaned away from President Obama and didn't celebrate the successes that had been obtained under the Obama administration. And in the postmortems, that was a huge factor in the lack of Democratic turnout, is that they were discouraged and disappointed and didn't come out. And so you see, I think certainly Senator Clinton has learned that lesson, that if you're going to get Democratic voters, they like President Obama, and you can't run away from him.
And they like President Clinton as well.
Yes, that's absolutely true. One of the worst mistakes that I ever saw a candidate make, who was running against a very, very renowned senator on the R side, was to, when she was asked if she voted for President Obama, wouldn't answer. And she lost handily. You don't do that. You know,
interesting days ahead, my friends. And we'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hillary Clinton is disqualified from being Commander-in-Chief of the United States. Someone who cannot handle intelligence information appropriately cannot be Commander-in-Chief, and someone who lies to the families of those four victims in Benghazi can never be President of the United States. When I'm president, we are going to win this war on ISIS. The most powerful military in the world is going to destroy them. And if we capture any of them alive, they are getting a one-way ticket to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and we are going to find out everything they know.
I'm Marco Rubio, and I approve of this message.
Welding is one of those great things. You can use electricity and metal and form it into large, awesome things, either buildings or artwork. There's a whole lot of opportunity for welders in the current region. I would recommend CSUN and other people, and I actually have several times, because they helped with everything from start to finish, even putting me in a job after I graduated.
A new day is dawning in Nevada. A day that puts you in charge of your finances. A day when one financial institution can provide you with the cash you need. Loans custom tailored to fit your situation. Check cashing and gold buying services when you don't need a loan at all. Money orders free every day. It's all about you and your financial needs. Experience the Check City difference.
Every day we help people injured in accidents. Do you know the compensation you're entitled to right now and in the future? Do you need our help?
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
Reno Dodge is kicking off 2016 with our biggest savings ever on Dodge Darts. Get a brand new Dodge Dart SE for only $16,000. And Darts get up to 36 miles per gallon. New Dodge Darts for only $16,000.
Reno Dodge. Powered by trust.
Driven by you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We've got a 10-year archive online for you. Plus, you can download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes. On our next broadcast, Sean Whaley, the political reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he'll be talking about what's been going on at the PUC. We'll see you on the next broadcast.